It's not easy to get whooping cranes to reproduce, but here in Baraboo, Wisconsin, researchers have had success at getting captive cranes to produce chicks. Over the last 10 years, the Whooping Crane Eastern Partnership has created a flock of more than 100 whoopers. But one of the goals of the partnership is to get more cranes to raise young in the wild. So far, only one crane chick has been successfully hatched and gone on to migrating. Jeb Barzin is with the International Crane Foundation. He says they can't keep supplying the flock with chicks hatched in captivity.
It's expensive in time, it's expensive in money, it's expensive in overall conservation effort, you know, because what you put into whooping crane reintroduction, you can't put into other conservation projects at that time. So to be fully successful, you want that population to be able to survive on its own.
So far, about $16 million has gone into reintroducing whoopers to the eastern U.S. More than half of the money came from private donors. The bird's main summer home is here at the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge in Wisconsin. It's not that the cranes don't get close to each other. If you watch the cranes here, you can spot single cranes and the occasional couple. Jeb Barzin pauses to watch two tall white cranes having a territorial dispute.
These birds are threatening each other. That's a preen behind the wing threat that the second bird's doing. So these are not birds of the same pair.
Researchers don't know why the birds are not raising more wild chicks, but they do have some theories. Even when cranes do make nice and produce an egg, the relatively young cranes may be too inexperienced to be patient parents. Black flies may drive the birds off their nest, or the parents may be low on body fat and take off to find food. The crane researchers are gathering data to find out what cranes need for a successful nesting site. They're using tracking radios to follow some of the birds. Anne Lacey is also with the International Crane Foundation. Today, she's driving around southern Wisconsin, listening for the whoopers.
It's important to look at what choices they make as a young bird before they breed, to know how they choose those areas. They need water for roosting, safe roosting at night. They need that eventually for nesting.
This kind of research is being ramped up this spring. That's because an independent report raised some concerns about the crane recovery effort. The report was done by consultants hired by the Whooping Crane Eastern Partnership. It mentions problems with financial oversight, scientific coordination, and whether the birds' main summer home at the Nisida Wildlife Refuge is the best place for them. Louise Clemency is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and she is a co-chair of the Eastern Partnership. She says the crane recovery effort won't make any big changes overnight.
We're trying to take the time that we need to draw the right conclusions so that we can take the right next step.
Clemency says decisions on the whooping crane experiment could come next year. In the meantime, she hopes that some crane eggs laid this spring at the Nisida Refuge will hatch. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Quernbach.